Just raise your hands wherever we are. Just pray this with me. Say, Heavenly Father, fill this place with your glory, with your presence. I receive your Holy Spirit this morning. Open my ears. Open my eyes. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's give him a praise offering, church. Are you glad to be here this morning? I hope so. So say with me, spiritual man. Today we're going to go into spiritual man, natural man, carnal man, and what the scripture says and how it is and who are those people and how does it affect us. Number two, we're going to, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, which we're going to do over the next 2 or 3 weeks, this series, we will touch on spirit, soul, body. Say with me, spirit. Say soul. Say body. We are a spirit. We live in a body and we have a soul. I'm going to say it again. I am a spirit. I live in a body and I have a soul. That is it. That is how we call it a tripartite man, made out of three. I might be a father, I might be a husband to my wife, a father to my kids, and a preacher to you. Are you guys with me? Three functions, but I'm the same person. I am a spirit, but I have a soul, and I live in this earth suit, this body. Are you guys with me? Okay. So then we'll go into spirit, soul, body, and things that I want to touch on that I hope you're going to find this interesting or not. You know, when you look at the spiritual man, you have three people that we're going to touch on today. Spiritual man, natural man, and a carnal man. Say with me, imagination. And Martin preached on that Sunday night, I believe it was. Listen, if we touch on spirit, soul, body, imagination is going to be a massive part in that. If you speak to any person that is successful, they'll tell you one thing. They have imagined that their whole life. Are you guys with me? So please, imagination is not of the devil, okay? It is of God. Vain imaginations of the devil, not imaginations. So listen to this. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. Say with me, one. I spoke to you on vision and I said to you that we should have one vision, one focus. Somebody that is successful, they have one aim and they have all one language. Say with me, one. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them. Say nothing. He says, listen, nothing will be kept away from these people. Everything they want will be given to them. Listen. Which they have, say with me, imagined to do. God is saying, listen here, because you are one in unity, you have one vision, one focused, you have one language. How many of you know that as believers, we have one language? If you go and pray in tongues, you don't fall into this category, okay? If you want to pray in tongues, you can come to any of us afterwards and we'll pray for you. Pray through the Spirit. Go, lebroskataya, ledelavatrodushkateke de lebonamaya, larabuska taravareke de lebenema, lebroskanda lavareke de lebondiaskateke de ma, lebroska taravareke de lebenema, broskanda rabareke de lebedeleberiaskate, lebroskateke de lebenamarabasake de levanama, ledondioskateke de lebenamariaske de lebenema, siridas, teledebanama, lebroska de lebenabasake de lebenema. Come on, pray. Lavruska drebiniskete, bruska andre kedelebenema, ledela daraborke de lebondri diaskete kedelebenema, bruske de kedelebondre darabusheke de leberama, ledela darabondiaske de lebenema, lebruske de lebenema rabariaskete kedelebenema. Pray for a few seconds. Just carry on praying. Branoske de endre dieskete, lede le bandro doskete kede le bene manama, braskute vede le bandro doskete kede le bene maya, le bondre kede le bondri dieskete kede ma, Lebruska tarabarke de de lebom dias kete kete de lebenema. Lebruska andre kete lebona maridias kete. Lebruska de de lebena maradias kete. Leba tarabarke de lebom dre de lebushke kete lebenemana manama. Listen. That's why I want you to come to the prayer meeting so that you can exercise prayer. When I pray in the spirit, there's one thing I do when I pray. I imagine. When I pray in the spirit, I imagine the future all the time. Are you guys with me? And I'll get into, as we're doing this whole series, we're going to speak to you about a spiritual man and so on, and what connects the mind to the spirit. There's a connector point. There's two things that connects. When I say the mind, let me say it like this, the soul to your spirit, because the soul is the mind to a degree, but which connects that to, that is at that point, that's where people get revelation. Because your spirit in you, and when you're saved, knows all things already. The problem is, this thing doesn't know anything. Are you guys with me? So he's saying, listen here, these people is one, and they have all one language. Are you guys with me? We have one language. As believers, we have the ability to be in unity, walk together in unity. And he says, because of those two things, nothing from them will be withheld. If they want wealth to build properties, to build a church, nothing from them will be held. If they want health, nothing from them will be held. Are you guys with me? If they want businesses, if they want to ministries, evangelism, take over cities, reaching out to people, nothing from them will be withheld. If they want a car, nothing from them will be withheld. Everything will happen which they have imagined to do. Imagination. Say with me, imagination. So this imagination can give you sometimes. Let me say most of the times, what prayer cannot give you. I'm going to say it again. Imagination can give you what prayer cannot give you. You guys don't like it. Did they pray here? Are you guys with me? Did they pray? I see your religion cement mind short-circuiting. When I look at you, the eyes are going like this, okay? They didn't pray yet. Are we going to get into prayer tonight? What is prayer and all those things? Are you guys with me? Why is it that people pray from when they were young till they're old for a certain thing and never happens? Because prayer is good, but they're not applying everything that should be applied. Are you guys with me? Prayer cannot give you what imagination can give you. He said, listen, if these guys, God is saying, if these guys are not going to stop, nothing will be impossible for them in one other place, says it. Nothing will be impossible. Everything they imagine. Imagine you're lying in your bed and you just dream of a palace or this, or you're flying, I don't know, to all these countries. And don't tell me you don't dream like that. In a private jet, of course, not a economy. And you dream these things and you get lost in your dreams. He's saying, listen here, everything they've imagined is given to them. I'm saying every successful person will tell you, one of the keys they've applied is to keep them, have one vision, one focus. They eat, sleep, and drink that thing. Are you guys with me? Okay, I hope you're getting something out or not. I'm trying to make you spiritual men, okay, and women, spiritual people. And spiritual people are not always what you think they are, so let's go to your notes. Let's go. Otherwise, I'm going to carry on talking and talking. Let's go to notes. I'm going to quickly go through them, meaning that I'm not going to read everything. We're just going to touch on the points. But that is literally a book for you. Okay? Let's go to those. Put on the scripture for me. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 14. I want us to read through here. I might read a little bit on. Listen to this. It says, but the natural man, say with you, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Now we'll break it up just now. For they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things. Say with me, judges. Doesn't mean judges. We'll get into it just now, you'll understand. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I've preached on that. Goes on to verse chapter number 3, verse 1. It says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people. Just stop there. Oh, but as to carnal. Just stop there. I shared with you, and if you guys are in our church, I hope you remember these stories. But I shared with you how sometimes I'd go preach at other churches. Some of them might be huge. Some of them might be small. And my team has gone with me, and whether they're huge or small doesn't really matter. But we would come and preach, and you can literally feel you cannot preach one scripture. Are you guys with me? If I have to take this scripture about imagination and go preach at another church, the Holy Spirit won't even allow me to get it out. Why? Because like Paul says, I could not speak to you as spiritual people. The church has breeded a bunch of carnal people. And you'll see now what carnal is. Carnal doesn't only mean sin and all this stuff. Are you guys with me? And because of that, their spirit is not opened and cannot be received. Cannot receive anything. A great man of God once said that if you as a minister go to places, if you are invited to go preach somewhere and the people do not honor you, how do they honor you? Financially, or at least with their spirits being open, being hungry. If there's no honor there, you are sinning against God for going there. Because you're grieving, you're going where God is not celebrated. And you're trying to celebrate God where He's not celebrated. Are you guys with me? So that's why I found myself many times when I try to preach, it's like you cannot even preach deep revelatory messages. It just goes over the head, and then I end up just talking stories. Telling this testimony there, telling this story here, this story there, and you close off. You'll see many TV preachers, story here, story there, story here, story there, close off. Milk. Are you guys with me? There's five levels of the word, four or five. Number one, the word is water, lowest level, water. Water can be drank. But then a bit higher level is milk, the milk of the word. Then after that, the bread of the word. After that, what we call the meat of the word of God. The church has stopped at the meat, but there's a level further called honey. When it touches you, it brings all these nutrients into you. It's sweet to your lips. It's revelation on another level. Are you guys with me? So, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as babies in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able. For you are still carnal. Say with me, carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you. Remember that. Envy, strife, and divisions among you. Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Sound is a bit better. It's now right. Thanks. Say with you, mere men. The word mere is a word which means of its lowest forms, very base, very weak. He's saying, aren't you just behaving like weak, very low, mere men? Because you're not able to receive spiritual stuff. You're not able to digest and eat meat. Are you guys with me? Is everyone with me? Okay. I don't want to lose you, and I'm not going to go through all the notes, so I want you to stay focused with us. Listen, Paul speaks here in these verses. You'll see he speaks of a natural man. Let's go on. 3 verse 2. Let's go 3 verse 3. Let's put on the screens verse 4. Go to verse 4. That I can just, the people can just read with me on here. He goes on. He says, because of these divisions and because you are carnal, for when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, he said, are you not carnal? Next verse. For then who is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers to whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? Next verse. I planted, Paul is saying, and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. He's saying, listen here, some say they're like Martin, some say they're like me, some say they're like that one or that minister out there or this church. He said, all of you are carnal. There's divisions among you. God is using each person in a different place. This one plants, this one brings water, but God gives the increase. Are you guys with me? Listen, Paul is speaking in these verses. He's speaking of a spiritual man. Say with me, spiritual man. Say natural man. Say carnal man. He's speaking of three types of people in this portion of scripture, and he's speaking to believers. Are you guys with me? He's speaking to believers, and he's speaking about a natural man, a spiritual man, and a carnal man. So let's just get into it. If you go on your notes there, to the natural man. And I'm going to read quickly through some stuff so that, because it's good stuff that I wrote there, and I don't want to miss it. It says the natural man is a person who lives naturally. He lives a soulish life. There's just so little time that I want to explain this. As the weeks unfold, we'll get more into it. Say with me, soulish. You know, we'll get into spirit, soul, body within the next few weeks. You get Christians that are spiritual Christians. Then you get Christians that are soulical. We call it soulical, soulish Christians. Then you have fleshly, carnal Christians. All three of them are Christians. But the soulish person is a person that will come into church now. Let's say all of us worship God. And we are in a song that says, Lord, I love you, or however it goes, I don't know. And then everybody's gently worshiping together in unity. And this person comes in and they... And everybody's like in a holy moment. And this person, they are soulish. They have gone with emotions, but their heart is not connecting with God. Are you guys with me? Some of you are guilty of it. Or they pray. You pray, you know, we're praying. Everybody prays. Then you have another person in the corner there. Clapping hands, clapping. Soulish. He's going on his emotions only. And that soulishness, the Bible says that it's like a clanging cymbal. And it's actually a call that calls demons to that person. And that's something we'll get into the next few weeks. Soulish. Christians that operate on a soulish level, they are offended very easily. They get emotional. They fake stuff. They're on a soulish. It's a very fleshly type of level. Are you guys with me? So let's read the natural man. So the natural man also, he lives a soulish life, which means that he lives in his life in the old Adamic nature. Simply put, the natural man is a lost man living in an unregenerate state. I want to make this clear. The natural man is someone that is not saved. Are you guys with me? Natural man is a person that's not saved yet. Their spirit hasn't been renewed. They're just a person out there not knowing Christ. He may even be a church member. He may be a good moral person, but he is lost. He operates out of the sensual, depraved, fallen nature part of man. He is the animal man opposed to the spiritual man. He has no sense of spiritual values and no relish for them. He counts it to the highest wisdom to live for the world and for his own carnal desires. This portion of scripture has two absolute truths. So you'll check that on the next page. I want to show you just two things that the scripture tells us that the natural man does. What stands out from him? Number one, remember, it says that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. Are you guys with me? And he is not able to discern spiritual things. That's what the scripture is saying. So number one, and you'll see on your notes there, I wrote there, I said, the spiritual man does not appreciate, say with me, appreciate the things of God. It's the things of God are foolishness to the natural man. The word foolishness comes from the Greek word moros. That's where we get the word moron from. That means to be foolish, to be stupid, nonsensical, dull in understanding, lacking a grip of reality. This is where they get the word moron from. To the lost man, the things of God and spiritual things pertaining to the true God are moronic. He doesn't understand or appreciate any type of spiritual expression that would come from the Holy Spirit. When he is exposed to the things of God, or to spiritual expression, he becomes very uncomfortable. Are you guys with me? Let me explain to you. Have you ever tried to talk to your friends that's unsaved about spiritual things? And they look at you like, we think that you are too much now. Your life is now out of balance, you know. There's no balance. You're too spiritual. they don't understand. They cannot understand. They don't have the comprehension or the capacity in their spirit. Their spirit is dead. So any spiritual thing that you'll talk to them, they'll sit in front of you and they don't understand. That's why they'd say, you're judging us, you this. And they'll usually say that. I'm throwing that out because I know a lot of people battle with that. That's the enemy's tactic, to make you get discouraged and not go to church and think, but maybe I am judging them. No, you're talking to carnal, natural people that have no spiritual sense. Are you guys with me? So listen. Number two, the second thing of the spiritual man, he does not apprehend the things of God, which means that he cannot receive the things of God. This means literally means he's not equipped to receive the things of God. I wrote there in the quotation box, listen to this. This is very powerful. A man who is physically dead cannot respond to physical stimuli. But a man who is spiritually dead cannot respond to true spiritual stimuli. What does it mean? When I'm preaching in a church, and it's a church full of so-called believers, and I'm preaching revelation. If I would preach that same message here, everybody would be standing on their chairs, backpiece, and they would respond. You go into another church, I preach, and there's no response. It means that their spirit is dead because they cannot respond to spiritual stimuli. Are you guys with me? If you can, that's why I always say, wherever I preach, even here, if people cannot respond, there's a part of their spirit that's kind of like still dead. We're throwing out spiritual stimuli. We're throwing out revelation. When you are alive, those things hit your spirit. And the Holy Spirit takes that word. And I might say, you know, those who want Christ are free and free and dead. But it hits you and you realize, but wait, I can be free from this thing. I can be free from this bondage. And it feels it is for you. That is revelation. It is a proof. When you jump, when you respond, when you say amen, it is a sign that you are spiritually alive. Are you guys with me? When we place that demand, and I know I touched on this earlier, but let me just flow this morning, and we don't have much time. So when people create that demand, it stirs the gift in me to supply more. That is how it works. The law of demand and supply. Are you guys with me? So with your carnal man. I'm going to rush a little bit through so that I can get to the spiritual man, but the carnal man is very, very important. Listen, a carnal man is a believer. Are you guys with me? I hope you understand this. I'm not going to go back to the scripture. A carnal man is a believer. Paul was saying, I could not speak to you as though you were spiritual, but I have to speak to you as though you are carnal, and because you only want milk still. A carnal believer is somebody that cannot receive meat. They have to sit under milk all the time. If you can't sit under this message today, that means that you cannot sit under meat. Are you guys with me? So a carnal believer is a believer that has resorted back to his sensual nature. He's still a believer, but he's causing a lot of trouble. Are you guys with me? Let's get it clearer more if we read through here. Listen. Carnal Christians are wrong in their thoughts, their words, and their deeds. This kind of person lives his life unnaturally. He lives a sensual life. Everything in his life is decided by how it affects him and how it makes him feel. He lives according to his flesh. The Corinthians were gifted, but carnal. The carnal man is dominated by his old nature. This is a believer that says, I cannot say no to this old nature of mine. I cannot say no with hanging out with these friends. There's still carnality. Are you guys with me? Still a baby. He quenches the influence of the Spirit of God in his life. Often the carnal believer cannot be discerned from the lost sinner. When you look and when you preach, and if I look at Christians, I can see somebody that is a carnal believer and somebody that is an unbeliever. There's no difference between them. Sometimes the only difference is that the unbeliever receives more than the carnal believer. Okay? So, he said, a good example of this was a man by the name of Lot. If you had seen Genesis 30:19, you would have concluded that he was a lost man. However, when you read 2 Peter 2 verse 7, we find out that he was actually a righteous man, but he was carnal. Carnality in the life of God's children is the reason the power of God is not in the church. Are you guys with me? You know, I want to quickly go through this. This is good stuff. I really think it's good stuff. And then we can choose when we leave out of here. Am I a spiritual man? Am I a carnal man? Or am I a natural man? Natural man, we need to get you saved, okay? Carnal man, you need to repent. And then a spiritual man, you can begin to bear fruits. So the maturity of the carnal believer. Listen, the carnal believer is still immature. Are you guys with me? Still on milk. Paul says that the carnal man is a baby. He has started out the right way. He has become a new creation, born into new life. But he has progressed no further. Babies are cute and precious, but they are designed to grow up and become adults. The same is true in the spiritual realm. It is fitting and normal to start out as a baby, but it is a tragic to be one behaving like one 20 years later. Are you guys with me? Some parents let their kids stay with them and the kids are 40 years and something old. And you know, it's not natural. The carnal believer suffers from what we call arrested development. They cannot develop anymore. They haven't grown as they should have spiritually. By the way, how long one has been saved has nothing to do with one's level of maturity. You know, the key to promotion, the biggest failure companies do in promotion is they're promoting their friends or they're promoting somebody that has been there for long. Anyway, you will catch that later, okay? Because longevity doesn't show maturity. Age doesn't show maturity. You can just because somebody is long in a place, faithful in the church, and you promote them into a department, it doesn't mean they're going to bear fruits in that department. So, I've seen believers who have been saved a short time, who have grown substantially in the Lord. By the same token, I've seen others who have been saved for lengthy periods of time, and they have not even gotten out of a nursery spiritually. They are still crying, gripping, whining, attention to themselves, continually throwing tantrums. Babies throw tantrums. Young believers throw tantrums. Look at this, point number two. We'll go quickly through this. The menu of the carnal believer. Say with me, milk. The carnal believer drinks milk, not meat, not bread, not honey, and not anything stronger. He comes, just takes milk. Milk is messages that is feel-good messages. Are you guys with me? Let's read there. Milk is fine for babies, but as we mature, we are supposed to move beyond the milk of the word into the meatier places of the word. You know, Hebrews 5 verse 10 says this. Let me just read on this. Just not too much movement. Guys, please watch it. I'm not going to talk three times, eh? It's very distracting if I'm trying to get through to people. Hebrews 5 verse 10. Listen to this. You can put it on the screen. Being designated by God as a high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, concerning him we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, the book of Hebrews is saying, you should now already be somebody who's teaching the word. You have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles, but you are supposed to be a teacher. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. Are you guys with me? Next page there, or it's mine on the next page. It says here is the very reason some people are not growing up in the Lord. They do not want to delve and deeper in things of the Lord than they already are. You try to lead them deeper and they get spiritual indigestion. They do not want to grow. They want to come to church, put on their mind naturally and just sit there and feel and listen to good messages. As soon as a preacher says, listen here, it is time to get anointed. It's time to say, I want to, listen, if a preacher says, it's time that the church begins to pray, we have these prayer meetings, we want you all to come, you're going to see a tenth of the people coming to the prayer meeting, if even that much. When it is time to sacrifice something, it goes beyond milk. Are you guys with me? Milk is a message of hope and joy and freedom and forgiveness. Meat says it's time to sacrifice. It's time to give your time to the Lord, to begin to worship in higher levels, getting into intercession, beginning to serve other people, laying on of hands, prophesying, moving in the gifts, seeing visions. That is meat. Are you guys with me? But the church doesn't want to go to meat. Why not? Let me say, listen. A carnal believer, when you push them to a place of where they must become matured, it means their flesh must die. And when you poke them and pin them with a needle, their flesh is reacting. Are you guys with me? Okay, let me just quickly, I want to explain to you here what some marks of a carnal believer. it's something that a carnal believer carries with them. Number one, a carnal believer is selfish. The same is true in a carnal believer. They focus, their focus is always on themselves. Me, myself, and I. When I sit with Christians and they have a problem in the church, they will always first thing say, I feel this way. You know, I feel that way. I feel hurt. You know, when I walked through the door, they didn't greet me. I don't feel this. I don't feel the way, Leon, you're making decisions is right. I don't feel it's me, myself, and I. Are you guys with me? Carnal believers. Number two, they walk in envy. Say with me, envy. And I know envy might sound something very little to us, but it's actually a deep-rooted thing in the heart. The third thing, they're walking in there. Say with me, strife. Point number C, the carnal believer, wherever he goes, he stirs up strife. If he gets a platform, he begins to talk to those people negatively about something he disagrees with in the church or with somebody else or gossip or whatever it is, looking for a platform and stirring up strife. Are you guys with me? Say with me, division. The carnal believer, wherever he goes, he stirs up division. He's divisive. His spirit is contrary and divisive. All these words I just mentioned, from strife to slander to envy to divisive, is what we call cutting words. If you put them in a category, and literature will tell you that they are called cutting words. It's words that are there to damage. When Christians have these things in their heart, they bring damage to a church and to people around them. Are you guys with me? Okay. Read there for me. You'll see on your notes. Let me just point this out. Titus 3 verse 10, before we get to spiritual man. Titus 3 verse 10, it says, if anyone, say with me, anyone, is causing divisions among you, he should be given first and a second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with him. For such a person has a wrong sense of values. He is sinning and he knows it in his heart. So it gives their reason how to do it. You know, I was reading because, you know, as a pastor with the church, and I want you as our people to understand this, you know, I was working through some stuff yesterday and the day before. If you have people that let's say I hear or I have people that move around and gossip and talk negative, if I leave them, it is the same as a father who sees that their child has a scalpel in their hand or a gun in their hand and he just leaves them. One negative person influences 25 people negatively around him. One positive person influences only 5 positive people around him. And it is, if I leave a situation like that, I know a lot of people say, no, just leave it, the Lord will sort it out. No. It can cause damage to the body. My number one protection as a pastor is number one, to protect. Number two, to provide. Are you guys with me? To provide spiritual nourishment. Number one is to protect. Number two is to provide. And if we see something, we are quick on it. We deal with it very, very sharp or very discreetly. But we deal with it and it is done with a motive of love. Okay. It's the only place where the Bible says put somebody out of the church. One of two places where Paul says, if there's a gossiper, slander, the man is divisive, have nothing to do with him, cut him out. Number two is when somebody is in sin, but they are unrepentant, meaning that there's no repentance coming from them. They are a believer, but there's no repentance. They're just going on. That means also just push them out, cut them out until they repent, and then they can come back. But Paul is more severe, and the scripture everywhere is more severe where people with words. The Bible says that these 6 things the Lord hates, and a 7th is an abomination to him. And then those 6 things speaks of hands that shed blood, this and that, steal, lie. But when he gets to the 7th point, he says, a brother who sows discord amongst one another. This thing is an abomination to God. Are you guys with me? Can everybody hear me? Okay. You look as if you are guilty. So let's go. Let's close off with a spiritual man. So with a spiritual man. A spiritual man is somebody that is not a person that's always praying and fasting. It is somebody whose heart is good and has been touched and changed. They don't kill with their words. They don't speak a negative with their words. Are you guys with me? A spiritual man. It says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, it says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things. So if he judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no one. I'll explain this now. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Listen, the spiritual man is a person that has the ability to have spiritual sight. Their senses are activated. Meaning if anybody talks to them, they have discernment. Are you guys with me? Let's go to the first point there. It says, listen here, some characteristics of a spiritual man. Number one, the spiritual man is capable of discernment. The word judges seems in the above verse, it means to examine, to discern. Which means that the spiritual man, it says that he judges all things. A spiritual person has the ability to look at a situation and discern it. They can, somebody lost can come into the church or, and the person might look dangerous or so, but a spiritual person will not just judge them in a sense of condemn them, but look at them and have discernment and say, but wait, this person is actually here to encounter God. God loves this person. They look at things from a discerning point of view. Are you guys with me? If a business deal comes or this opportunity comes, they sit back and wait with discernment. A spiritual man judges, discerns all things. Number two, listen, a spiritual man, number two, becomes an amazement. Say with me, an amazement. The phrase where it says that he himself is judged by no one actually means that he's become an amazement to them. That they look at him and people cannot discern him. They cannot figure him out. When you are a spiritual person, the Holy Spirit is upon you. The anointing is upon you. The Bible says, you know, they are like the wind. They're neither coming nor going. They don't know where they are going or coming. Are you guys with me? They're not there. They're not there. They're neither coming. They're going. They're going around. They are led by the Spirit. And he said, like this are those who are of the Spirit, says Jesus. When you walk in a place where you are a spiritual person, people will look at you and they cannot work you out. Because you might not have a very wealthy job or a good employment or your own business, but for some reason you pay tithes and you are still blessed and God is still looking after you and the people are looking and thinking, but what is going on with this person? It becomes a mystery. Are you guys with me? It's a spiritual person. They can't figure out why are your children serving God? Or why is it that maybe you've lost everything in life and yet you are still full of joy, full of life, full of light? You become an amazement to people out there. They cannot discern you. Number two of the fact of an amazement is they cannot work you out. They don't know if you're going to go right or if you're going to go left or how you're going to answer them. You become an amazement. Say with me, a spiritual man. Number three. Say with me, the mind of Christ. A spiritual man carries and has become the mind of Christ together in unity with brethren. Remember, Paul said, who has the mind of Christ and the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Then he says, we. Say with me, we. He didn't say he or I. Those who have the mind of Christ are in unity, rooted, granted in a local church, in a place, or whichever place they fellowship. Are you guys with me? Where they are planted in unity, they carry the mind of Christ. When they are spiritual people. Are you guys with me? Let's put on, Hebrews. Let me close off with this. Listen, I don't want to go too much time. We need to just quickly take up an offering. Hebrews 6 verse 1, 2, 3. Just put that on for me. Listen to this. Paul is saying, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, he says, leaving elementary principles, let us go on to perfection, not having to lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God. Let's keep it there. He says, listen here, let's leave elementary principles and not move and move on to go higher. You know, when I preach at churches, and I said it earlier, you get there and you feel like you cannot preach on the anointing, you cannot preach on revelation, you cannot preach on power. Let me share a little bit of testimony and maybe a salvation message. I have to now go back to elementary principles because maybe the pastor hasn't done it. Are you guys with me? Say with me, spiritual. Say, I want to be a spiritual man. When I am a spiritual person, I know that I am a spirit. I live in a body and I have a soul. I know that I have to continually kill my flesh until it is at a place where it is dead and it cannot be reacting. Paul says, it's no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me because I have been crucified with Christ. He's been crucified dead. A person that is dead, you can offend them and they don't react. There's no movement. A person that's alive, you just ask them to do one thing or this, and they react. There's a reaction coming out of their mouth. Their flesh is still full alive. Are you guys with me? A talebearer, listen, a carnal person is a talebearer. As a strategy in the ministry, what I do, I'll share something confidential with someone. Not something that can destroy other people or anything like that, but I'll just share something that I know that that only I know, something like that. About anything from my life or something, I'll share it with somebody. If that comes out a week or two later by somebody else, I know that is a carnal person, I can't trust him. Tailbearers, a carnal person will go, did you hear that one said this, this, this? Do you think this is the spurring up? The Bible is saying God says this is an abomination. It's sowing seeds of discord. Are you guys with me? As we move on, you know, a lot of people wonder, why do I preach these messages? This is a necessity. I go to so many churches, they don't know these things. They don't know how to protect their hearts. They don't know how to discern people out and know if that is a troublemaker or if that one is not, or how does it work? And they actually get taken out within a year. We've preached at churches, we call it yearly turnarounds. You get to the next year, there's totally different people. Nobody is stuck and has grown because there's no proper food. Are you guys with me? Say with me, a spiritual person. I want to be a spiritual person. Spiritual person is somebody who prays. When we get into the series, and tonight we're starting a prayer series, it's going to be powerful. I'm going to be here. But I'm going to give you the link on how to connect your mind and your spirit to a place where you can have revelation. Not only seeing, but even speaking. There's a realm as believers, when we are spiritual, that if you open your mouth, the glory can come down. Listen, there's meetings that I would preach. I would just stand like this and preach and preach, and then fire would begin to fall on people all over, and people would begin to stand, and the glory of God would come on them. It's in my mouth. I don't even lay hands yet. When you are a spiritual person, you preach revelation. As a believer, wherever you go, you give revelation. Are you guys with me? Let's stand to our feet, wherever you are. Say with me, say, Heavenly Father, I decide to become a spiritual man. Not a carnal man, a spiritual believer, one who is dangerous, one who is discerning, one that becomes an amazement. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, may you bless your people. May your hand be upon them. May you bring them back tonight as we go deep into, as you instructed me, with prayer and importation, with prayer, so that we can receive a spirit of prayer and we can affect an atmosphere wherever we go in our own lives. May your anointing be upon them. May your anointing rest upon their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.